transfigured on the Mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
This morning, my brothers and sisters, we hear in the gospel about the laws, or as we call them in the church, the canons of the church. And as we hear in this morning's gospel, there are many people who don't understand that the canons are not meant to send us to jail. They're not meant to limit the way we exist, but they're meant to guide us and they're meant to help us in our life. The example given in this morning's gospel is there was a woman who had for 18 years had a demon. She was bound by Satan for 18 years. And as Christ was teaching on the Sabbath, the woman comes up to him and Jesus heals her. Now, technically, according to the law, this was against the rules. And the leaders of the synagogue became angry at the Lord. They said, "Why? How dare you heal on the Sabbath?" And Christ said, "You hypocrites. You don't even understand the law. You don't understand," Christ says, "that the law is not meant to throw us into jail when we break the law. Because if that were the case, my brothers and sisters, all of us would be in jail. Because there is not one of us in this church that is perfect in the law. And I'm not speaking now about the civil law. That's a different story. That's for the lawyers." Where's Charlie? Is Charlie here today? That's for the lawyers. I'm speaking of the canons of the church. They are not meant to be so restricting to us that in fear, if we break just one letter of the law, we're going to be thrown away. And so Christ gives this wonderful example. He says, on the Sabbath, even though work is not allowed, don't you loose your animals and feed them and give them water? That's breaking the law. He says, shouldn't this woman who 18 years has been bound up by Christ, shouldn't she have the same kind of dignity as the animals? There are many canons in the church, my brothers and sisters, and we take the canons of the church and we understand the Greek words we use, akrivia and oikonomia. Akrivia means that we take the canons by the strictness of the words, that we enforce exactly as the words state. Oikonomia, we could say in English, dispensation. I think that's probably the best word to use in English. We take the rules and we say, well, what are they trying to accomplish? The rule in the gospel was to not work on the Sabbath so that people would go to the temple and pray and spend time with God. Because God knows, if left to ourselves, we would work and work and work and work and never take time for God. I hear it all the time. "Father, I can't come to church that often. I have a lot of work to do." Maybe some of these rules are worth bringing back. The so-called blue laws, I think they call them. Things that are not allowed to function on Sundays. I want to give you another couple of examples from the canons of the church. One example, it says in the canons that anyone who misses the liturgy and does not receive communion in 3 consecutive weeks. Now think about this for a moment and how many of us this particular law affects. The canon says if we have missed the liturgy in 3 consecutive weeks, we are cut off from Holy Communion. By akrivia, by the strictness of the rule, we would all be outside the church. But it's not about the law. It is about the love of God. It is about showing love and compassion to each other, to lead us to God, to bring us to some higher level in our mind, to say that we want to be with God, that we would rather be in church on a Sunday than at the office. Would anyone here rather be at the office on Sunday? I'm lucky. This is my office. Our church is a great church. And you hear me week after week, my brothers, and we talk about the rules of the church. There's another example. From the day of the holy apostles, it says that we must fast on Wednesday and Friday. And the law says we should not fast on Saturday. Πρέπει να φτιάξουμε κάθε Τετάρτη και Παρασκευή, αλλά οι κανόνες λέει αποχρεύονται νηστεία στο Σάββατο. Α, τι λες, α? Με ακρίβεια αποχρεύεται στο Σάββατο. Αλλά με οικονομία οι μερικοί άνθρωποι προτιμούν να ριστέψουμε στη Σάββατο. By the strictness of the law, it says that we are forbidden from fasting on Saturday. But many people want to fast on Saturday. And so the church, with its dispensation, says, okay, you may fast on Saturday. Love, compassion. If we do not remember that God is not about law but love, we will never fully understand His love for us. This is the joy that is in this morning's gospel. That Christ came to remind us about the love in the law, not the letter of the law. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we approach this wonderful holy season of Christmas, in a couple of weeks we're going to be gathered, and as usual, the church is going to be filled with people. Let's not quote the law to them. Where were you? Why weren't you here? Let's love them. Let's welcome them back to the church. And let's bring them and us together as one family closer to God. Because although we do not have the same type of demon as this woman had, ο πονηρός, ο διάβολος, that conniving one, the devil, will always try to wrap us up and to tie us up and to get us bound together in some kind of a sneaky way. And we begin to chase each other away instead of welcoming each other home. That is that beautiful example in this morning's gospel. It's not the letter of the law, but the love of the law that matters. Glory to God for all things.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.